This recording, England 42, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McKellar and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry, then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see that in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that may vet required her to measure out lots of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to pay for a cure. I was born in London in 1957, accordingly to my mother and the sound of Bow Bells near Smithfield Market. She was caught in a pre-Christmas rush, so that's why I was premature. I was born in St. Bart's Hospital. My family at that time were living in Islington, which is a suburb of North London. Very fashionable today. I wish I still lived there. My parents moved out of London when I was about 4 or 5 years of age, and we moved to a new settlement in Dagenham, which was a redevelopment area from the Second World War, previously being a large bomb site, and it was very heavy manufacturing and the actual site of the Ford's manufacturing plant. And basically I stayed there in Dagenham up until I was about 18 or 19, at which time I left Dagenham and decided to seek new fields into London. I basically started living around East Ham, Stratford, which is more the east of London, but quite close to the centre. After this some time, I actually managed to get an actual teaching job working on the Isle of Wight, where I taught English as a foreign language for 2 years, which was quite entertaining. I enjoyed it much, but I couldn't afford to live as a full-time career. Mainly we taught English to Scandinavian students, Swedish, Finnish, Norwegian, and also for some unknown reason Italian. Through this contact working for a language school, I was able to secure a job in Denmark, and I spent nearly 2 years living in a place in the north of Denmark called Aarhus. After this, I also had another opportunity to go to the south of France, Bordeaux. After this, I decided I wanted to travel and see more of the world. So I decided to basically save money and hitchhike all around Europe, which I did. And then my pistol of resistance was to go and spend some time in America, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Having met a lot of American and Canadian people on my travels, I decided that I would go and visit them, and I did. I returned back into England in 1984-85 and found out I was practically unemployable. So I decided to work for a local authority doing rubbish survey projects. I've been with that local authority now for 17 years. and I'm now a car park's contract manager, operations, and I've also done a business study degree. So I've had an eventful life in a short time. I'm now married, have been married for the last 14 years. My wife is Portuguese, and we have 3 children.